But the Lord says, take no part with these people. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, rebuke and expose them.
Amen.
Now then, it is shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret. Wow. And boy, is there secret things going on this world. I mean, secret. I mean, they've got so many secret things going on in the government.
Amen.
You know, and as some of you know, we just had this, I think it was the second or third or time or whatever in the history of the nation that had a secret meeting in Congress. Second time. This was the second time ever in our entire history of mankind that they allowed no cameras, nobody but the congressman to come in, and a closed-door session. And some of the guys left there with a threat on their life that if you ever disclose what went on behind here, your life will be in danger. But let me tell you, there's been many a person in the United States of America that's ventured into the wrong areas, and people from our government have threatened them and their families within an inch of their life if you tell anything about this. In fact, how many of you have ever heard of Area 51 out in Nevada? Some of you have, some of you have never heard about it. You know, it is one of the most top secret installations that the U.S. government has. And it's been there at least for 60 years. Some of the most sophisticated machines, war machines, and other machines have been test flown and built out of that place. And if you got within miles of that thing, and you, there's signs all over the place, no pictures from this point on, nobody's allowed beyond this point. You go beyond this point, you can be killed.
Amen.
And there's been a few people that's ventured in there, and they got killed. They don't want you in there. Isn't that amazing? And it's been there 60 years, and there's people sitting in this room today never heard of Area 51. It's been very well secretized. People don't even know. But some of the most top secret things, in fact, some of the airplanes right now that we are retiring, they flew out of that place 30 years ago, and today they're still so sophisticated that the average person can't even fathom an airplane that sophisticated. But we already retired these things. And now we got something even better. You know, so who knows what goes on in these dark places? But there's some secret things that our government is doing. Very, very secret. They don't want you to know what's going on. And these meetings that Washington had the other day, top secret. And there was one of the senators went to Australia somewhere, and he got on television and told some of the things he was told, but he ain't coming back. But it doesn't make any difference where you go in the world. If they sign a death certificate upon you, they're going to kill you. You know, that's just like years ago, just to give you an example. When I used to be an airline pilot, I was flying for Seaboard World Airlines back in the late 60s. Some of you may remember when de Gaulle, the head man over France, he wanted payment for his dollars in gold. Anybody remember that? He didn't want that paper. He wanted gold. So I happened to be on one of those DC-8s that they loaded it to maximum capacity with black painted bars of gold. We carried about, I forget how many thousand pounds. I think it was 100 or 110,000 pounds of gold bullion on a DC-8 with two guards with weapons. Only two guards. When we got in that airplane, those guys were in that airplane with their guns and us three pilots up front, and we took off from Kennedy and we flew that thing to Paris, and they, and on the way over there, we laughed and cut up a little bit. The two guards were behind the door in the back with their high-powered machine guns and everything, and the three of us up front. I said, you know, I guess we could probably, the captain's the one started it. He said, you know, I guess we could do, since that goal's all pretty well strapped down, we could do some pretty wild maneuvers here, and we could probably go back there and overtake those two guards, and then we'd have all this gold to ourselves. And we got to thinking about that. You know, that would be lots of fun. You know, what would we do with 100,000 pounds of gold? But we got this big giant airplane that you can't just land anywhere. You've got to have an airport. Or if you land out in the desert, you've got to have trucks to haul out 100,000 pounds of gold. So we thought, where, if we were to overtake those two guards, where would we take this airplane that we could land that the federal government and the French government couldn't find us? Oh, well, we might as well just take it to France and let them have it. I mean, but it was fun talking about it. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? You know how hard it is to get away from the United States government and the French government if what you got's what they both want? It's impossible. You can't get away from them. And if you think you can't get away, if there's no place on this earth you can hide from the American government or the French government, if you had 100,000 pounds of their gold that both of them wanted and you couldn't go nowhere to get away from them that they couldn't find you, what do you think, how difficult do you think it's going to be for God to find you when He wants you? No problem. He knows right where you are. You can be laying in your bed and He can strike you with something. You can be out there standing in that shop miles away from everybody and turn a carburetor over and squirt the thing, hit you right now, right after you grumble and complain. You can't hide from God. You can't get away from God. He knows where you are. He says, it is a shameful thing even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret. Now see, back in the days when I was young and stupid and ignorant and flying those airplanes, you know, if I had really had known the Bible like I know it today, when we started talking about this, I just said, no, guys, we ain't even going to talk about that. Because it was shameful and stupid and silly. But, you know, I didn't know these things back in those days. Verse 13 and 14. But when the light shines on them, all these things we've been talking about, it becomes clear how evil these things really are. I mean, when the light of God's Word begins to shine. I mean, a person that's covetousness. I mean, they covet everything. Are they greedy? Are they a homosexual or a perverted person? Are they sexually immoral? Are they coarse joking or jesting or all those kind of things? They don't think that's wrong until they find out God don't like it. When you find out God don't like it, now you're between a rock and a hard place. You're either going to change, or guess what you're going to suffer? The consequences.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Because the anger of God comes upon how many that disobey Him?
All.
That includes me, doesn't it? Wow. And where your light shines, it will expose their evil deeds. This is why it is said, awake, O sleeper. I wonder if the Lord's telling us today in the church, wake up. You really think He's hollering, wake up, folks? I think it is. He's saying, wake up, O sleeper, and rise up from the dead. Now, we said, I sure would love to see somebody raised from the dead. Well, I think we're probably going to see a few of those. They're either going to be raised from the dead or they're really going to die. I mean, really die. I mean, physically die. You know, if this famine that everybody keeps talking about, which is coming to America, now this, I do not believe the famine is coming to the obedient church. Did God promise in that Psalm a while ago to meet all of our needs to those that obey Him? Did He say that? If He said that, then if you're an obedient child, then He will take care of you. He will not pour His wrath out upon His obedient children. Now, He's going to pour it out upon His disobedient children. Does that mean if you're a Christian, you're not going to have some of this wrath poured out upon you? No. You can be a Christian and have the wrath of God poured out upon you, because I know lots of people that say they're Christians that never go to church. That's the first thing God told them to do, go to church. I know a whole bunch more. He said tithe, and I know a lot of people in church that don't tithe. I know a whole bunch more. He said, walk in love, and they don't walk in love. I know a whole bunch more. He said, no joking, no jesting, no none of those things. Do people do it? Of course they do. Those are the people to do. That's not His obedient children. So they're going to suffer the consequences. But He says, if you will awake and rise from the dead, He says, then Christ will give you light. Now, the light is the Word of God. And that's where the first 14 verses in this Scripture says we're supposed to live in the light of God's Word. So that's where we get it, right there. Now then, to live this life, you need to know how to do this. And to live this life, you must have the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So from verses 15 through 20, we're going to talk a little bit about living in the power of a Spirit-led life. Verse 15 through 20. Living in the power. So He says, so be careful how you live. Not as fools, but as those who are wise. Now, we're supposed to be wise as children of God. To get wisdom, there's only one place to get wisdom, and that's from God.
Amen.
Now, if you don't ask God regularly for wisdom, you're sinning. He told you to ask Him for wisdom for everything you do. I don't do that all the time either. But I know I need to. But sometimes I just do things without asking. We all kind of do things like that once in a while, don't we? We get so entrenched in doing it ourselves, we forget to ask God for wisdom. But He says, so be careful how you live. Not as fools, but as those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity for doing good in these evil days. Now, are we living in evil days?
Man.
Boy, are we ever living in evil days. I mean, it's awful what is happening in America in these evil days. So He tells you and me, make the most of every opportunity to do good. Now, you can tell people about Jesus. You can do what Dave did the other day when that boy had that wreck on that motorcycle. Dave was driving down the road, and a boy had a wreck on a motorcycle, and it tore him up pretty good. And Dave runs over there and tells him, said, I'm going to pray for you.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.